Candidates, supporters and volunteers are speaking out over election sign damage. Throughout the Vernon Lake Country, Menashie riding signs have been torn down, defaced and or removed. I unequivocally condemn this kind of behavior against any political party for any reason during an election, said Conservative candidate Scott Anderson, stating his displeasure for the damage to not only his signs, but for every political party. These signs represent countless hours of volunteer work and significant financial resources, and destroying them is deeply disrespectful to the democratic process. Damaging election signs is illegal and a federal crime. Charges for this can be mischief to property, theft under $5,000 if the sign is stolen, or up to a maximum penalty of 2 years in prison. Let's all work together to keep this campaign focused on the issues, not on division and destruction, said Anderson. It's unknown at this time if Anderson has reached out to Vernon North Okanagan RCMP or Elections Canada about the damaged signs. Black Press Media has reached out to Anderson for confirmation, as well as Liberal candidate Anna Warwick Sears and NDP candidate Leah Main for comment. Damaging election signs is an incredibly childish thing to do. If you don't like a candidate, don't vote for them, said NDP candidate Leah Main. Both RCMP and Elections Canada should be notified of the damage, but are unlikely to be able to do anything unless the vandals are caught in the act. Volunteers for Liberal candidate Anna Warwick Sears say the vandalism is really bad this election. I have had at least a dozen small signs and several large signs defaced or removed. These are 4 by 8 foot in size, said Kim Daniel, who has been volunteering with the Liberal Party. This is a federal offense. I think our community needs to know that there are people who do not respect our right to display political signs. The candidates in the Kelowna riding have also taken to social media to report damaged election signs over the past few weeks.